This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got a guy who is very familiar with the surroundings around here. Did his show up here. In fact, he sat right over there when he was doing his show.
Yeah.
Sports Insiders. But we bring him on for his knowledge, not only of what he does, PT Solutions, founder and CEO, but also because he loves to spread his sports wings, and he doesn't get a chance to that much anymore. So I want to welcome in and say good morning, Dr. Dale Yakeman. How you doing, buddy, and how was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving, it was great. You know, as usual, I made too many trips to the pie bar there, Greg. So
Black
Friday come around. I'm not normally a pie guy, but I don't know. The pumpkin pie stood out this year.
All right. Listen, we got a couple things we want to get to off the top. And my question is going to be very simple because I thought about, like asking about Ozzie Albies coming back and Ronald Acuna. But a bigger picture has never really been asked or answered to me properly. When it comes to an athlete who comes to see you, PT Solutions, they've suffered an injury and they want to get back to where they were. Is it possible to continue to achieve the speed you once had after an injury? Is speed something that you can get back?
Boy, that's a wonderful question. I think largely dependent upon the injury, Greg, and the age of the athlete. But yes, they can get it back in most cases, and that's obviously what we focus on in the later half of rehab, right? Is first half is really just getting the motion and recovering from the injury, whether it's surgery, and then the latter half is obviously performance focused. And in some cases, because of the nature of being out of your sport for a period of time and focusing specifically on speed again, almost like they're preparing for the NFL draft or the combine, then they actually get a little faster for a period of time, believe it or not. But again, that truly depends on the injury and the age of the athlete.
Spend his time on the waitforit.com hotline. Great to catch up with this guy, Dr. Dale Yakeman. And he is social. You can find him on Twitter at D Yake, all lowercase, and also @PT_solutions if you want to follow along on social media. Now, one of the people I wanted to ask you about was Joseph Martinez. Some people feel like he's played his last game for Atlanta United. He's still on the roster. If you ask folks in the front office over there, they say we're still talking to him. We're still having negotiations. I don't know if that's, you know, if he's going, are they trying to work a deal or just what. But talk about his recovery and what – did we see him get back to the best of his ability that he will in his rehab and recovery, or can things still get better for him maybe?
You know, this has been an interesting – this has gone on a little longer than we would expect, right, Sam? I mean, this is worked years in the making now on this deal. It's hard to say that, right? Obviously, one of the leading scorers, obviously in MLS history, let alone the Atlanta United. Not being there, it brings question, Sam. It makes a mark. Like, what is going on behind the scenes? I think I'd even have those questions as a person in the field. What's happening in the rehab? How's that recovery going? It obviously is not going as everyone predicted. And are there other things that can be done? Yes, that's the question. Does there need to be a reset? Does he need a back off activity? Does he need to slow it back down? Has he been overly aggressive? All of those are questions right now. And what you see is this wobble in his future. I think that's so disappointing, right? We're not talking about a severely old athlete. I don't know Joseph's age right off the top of my head, but can't be older than 30. So, you know, you would think he has all the potential to recover from an injury like this.
Dale, there's a podcast, real popular podcast between the Kelce brothers, Travis and Jason. And there was a conversation that they got into talking about the difference between field turf, the NFL, and regular grass. And I know you sit on the board. I don't know if this falls into this category, but obviously players are affected by one or the other. What are your thoughts on that before I get to my next question?
Yeah, I just joined the Players Association on this topic, Greg. So it is something that we're looking at, and particularly now because the NFL most recently in the last couple of weeks reported that, hey, based off our data, the injury rates between field turf or artificial turf and natural surfaces are the same. And that's not the data that's generally been purported, is that there's about a 30% increase in non-contact injuries on field turf versus the natural surfaces. And obviously, if you ask the players, I think the players report about 93% of them would prefer to play on grass. So this is going to come to a head, right? This is really important. You've seen fields go between, back and forth between artificial, back to grass. And we now have 16 that are grass and 14 that are artificial. So it's going to be a real big debate going forward.
Hang on a second. We buried the lead here, Sam. Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah.
Did you just say that you're now part of the NFL Players Association?
No, I've been asked to participate in this subgroup. You know, there's all these subgroup participation levels on research and data pools, right? And I've been asked to help out on that guidance on what's it look like going forward from the Players Association side. The NFL has their own group that obviously is pulling their own data. And then obviously the Players Association are pulling their data and monitoring it as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. Great information we always get when we talk with Dr. Dale Yeager. I got to talk to you, first of all, because you follow the game at all levels, so I'm not going to talk about any injuries. I'm going to talk with you about what's happening with college football and the fact that we got the national champs here. We got a big showdown coming up with Big Ten this weekend. Who do you think gets into that four? Have you had a chance to really watch a lot of college ball?
Well, again, you know, today with Michigan, Ohio State, obviously the lead running back is injured or got injured last week against Illinois. And so whether he plays or not is probably dependent upon whether Michigan can show up in that game. Playing in the horseshoe today, I don't think Michigan has as great a chance, particularly if that running back's not playing. So I got to go with Ohio State. And I think that obviously has a big bearing, Sam, on what happens to do we get one or two SEC teams in the playoff, right? It's going to be interesting. Can TCU stay there? I think it's going to be a tremendous whatever happens in the SEC championship game, I think will have a great bearing on what happens as well. Can LSU win? Will Georgia falter? And, you know, we can't forget this game against Georgia Tech, because Georgia Tech's given some teams some run for their money.
Yeah,
right?
They have.
So I don't think Georgia can go to sleep on Georgia Tech, but again, we all realize everybody's looking forward to next week in the SEC championship game. But what a great season, though. I think it's great to see. Not that I'm an anti-Alabama rooter, but it's good to see Alabama out of it. I think it's good to see somebody else participate. And I'm rooting for TCU to be in there.
So how many sports are going on in the Yake house right now? I know my man Finn, he plays hockey and soccer. How many different sports have we got with this Brady Bunch-like house that you live in?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I just had to install a turf field in the backyard to keep up with it all, Greg, because they were tearing the yard up. So we got two just finished football. One was playing youth football, contact. One was playing flag football. We got one in basketball, one in soccer, then one in hockey. So, yeah, it's pretty busy.
Let me ask you about that, because you said one was playing flag and one was playing contact. Thoughts about that and just the future of the sport? Because sometimes that's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about.
Yep.
And he's on the board.
As you guys know, I sit on this another national board, right? Concussion Legacy Foundation, which is an advocacy for concussions and trying to prevent CTE long term. And what we advocate is flag football under 14. And that is really something that's spreading. We're seeing more of that, honest Sam, more in the Northeast than we are in the Southeast, right? The hotbed for football. Youth football continues to be pretty level in participation in the Southeast, but in the Northeast it's primarily moved to flag. And I think, look, football is one of the greatest sports on the planet. Look, I played through college as well. But I think banging your head at a young age, we know that's not healthy. And we try to give that information to parents so they can make the best decision. And we did that with our son here as we waited till he was 14 years old to start contact football with the hope that if he's going to play, most likely he's only going to play 5 years or less if he plays through high school at that age. And that has less of a chance for developing that really bad thing called CTE in your head. So that's kind of look today, but are people following that? I would love that they did, but they're not.
Yeah, and I tell you what, flag football is going to blow up next year. Listen, it's already popular across the board, and it is growing. But next year, you know the NFL changed their Pro Bowl weekend. No more, they're not having the game. They're going to have a flag football game. And once kids start seeing the NFL players playing flag football, it's going to take it to a whole nother level, I believe.
Well, that plus, I think it's purported to be an Olympic sport. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I think they're actually potentially an Olympic sport. So that's another thing that will raise it as well.
Yeah, they played it in the World Games over. They played in the World Games over in Birmingham this past summer. I played flag football.
How much of it? Go ahead, Dale.
The development of the game there too. I think the way things have moved to passing, it is just as good a development for the athlete on that flag football field as probably contact football. In some ways, better. In some ways, for the skill positions, better. I'm sorry, Greg, for interrupting.
No, that's okay. My question can wait because I was going to tell everybody here, since we're talking about football, yours truly has a premiere tonight, streaming on Nickelodeon, Fantasy Football. Dale, if you know, this is a perfect movie for the family. It premieres
that is
tonight.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, and, boys, Miles Garrett from Fox 5 is also in it, but I play an anchor. Yeah. So I want you guys to check it out, Fantasy Football on Nickelodeon tonight. Well, actually, I think it's Paramount Streaming, to be honest with you. But it does
matter. We got that channel because yes, with this many boys in the house, Greg, you have to have every streaming channel.
Finn's the guy I connect with most of all his kids. And so be sure to tell my man Finn I said that. Dale, listen, man.
We'll be watching.
You cannot be a stranger. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, but
great
get back with us
with
as soon as you can, man.
Great catching up.
All right, when you guys leave that station now, don't go fighting Black Friday now. I hope you're going home.
Don't worry about it.
Not me.
Not me either. Dr. Dale Yake. Okay, thanks, Dale. Dr. Dale Yake.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.